a planning history in two phases. Despite its architectural language referring to antiquity, the interior of the Alte Nationalgalerie is traversed by steel structures that were ultra-modern for their time. The version realized around 1870 was preceded by an eventful planning history. The first, still very traditional structural design underwent significant changes. The update is associated with a change in the overall management of the museum building from Friedrich August Stüler, 1800 to 1865, to Johann Heinrich Strack, 1805 to 1880. The technological quantum leap between the two concepts is particularly evident in the roofing of the so-called Erste Corneliusaal. The development can be explored in detail in the interactive Govee on the hidden structure. The adjacent photo from 1993 shows the roof structure above the Erste Corneliusaal with the old skylight ceiling still in place before the new Caspar David Friedrich Hall was installed here as part of the general refurbishment, 1998 to 2001.